Lisa Wire, W-I-R-E, chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, shortness of breath, next one is weakness, next one is tiredness, next one is leg pain, next one is nausea, next one is vomiting, next one is diarrhea, next one is I think I have COVID again. Our patient is a 54-year-old woman who had COVID with her husband last year, and at the end of the year, he passed away because of complications of COVID. She lives at home by herself with her son right now. She's financially secure, but she misses him terribly, period. A paragraph, she does smoke. She refuses to quit smoking under social. She doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, even after the death of her husband. She's not suicidal. Allergy, penicillin, Zofran. Surgery, she's had hysterectomy with a oophorectomy, a cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy. Family history, mom died of colon cancer, dad died of old age. Maintenance exam, has had colonoscopy, mammogram is due this year. Medications reviewed opposite page. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, and DJD. Period. New paragraph, patient recently has not been checking her blood sugar. She's only taken, she's out of her, she's out of her glucophage. She's taking the Trulicity. Her blood sugar today fasting is 250, which has caused us to be rather cautious as far as using steroids are concerned. Rest of the medications reviewed one by one. Immunization, she has not had immunization with COVID, even though her husband passed away. She doesn't believe in getting immunizations at this time. Period. New paragraph. Review of system as above, 199 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 99, 139 over 82, heart, positive S1, positive S2, tachycardic, lungs, few ronchi, coarse breath sounds and wheezes, abdomen is soft but distended, neck shows no JVD, positive infadenopathy, skin shows no rash, GMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, lower extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment number one, chest x-ray shows evidence of early COVID pneumonia. Number two, COVID-19 is positive, of course. Number three, treat patient with Rocephin now. Next one is avoid Decadron. Number four, treat patient at home with vitamin C, vitamin D, aspirin, zinc. Number five, add Metro, add Z-Pak, as well as albuterol. Next number, refill metformin to keep the blood sugar in the 100 range. She's out of her metformin at this time. Patient's abdominal ultrasound was negative today, which was done because of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Gallbladder is absent, fatty liver noted. Kidneys look normal. Next number, her lower extremity where ultrasound shows no evidence of DVT, mild PVD noted. This was done in face of positive COVID-19. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits. No significant change from 2 years ago. Next number is carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. No change from 2 years ago. Next number is there is a left-sided thyroid cyst that needs to be reevaluated in the next 3 months. This was discussed with patient. Next number, patient definitely needs mammogram this year. Next number, patient also needs to have a colonoscopy done since the last one was years ago and she doesn't remember exactly what it showed. Her mom died of colon cancer. Next number, lots of rest. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, come back and see us in 3 days. Next number, go to the emergency room or return here if you develop any other issues. Next number, add albuterol inhaler to a regimen. Next number, patient must quit smoking. Next number, this was discussed at length with patient again. At the time of discharge, along with the findings of the chest x-ray. Next number. Let's see. Lisa, why I gave... What did y'all give Lisa? Do you remember?
What is it?
What did y'all give her? I don't have a copy of her.
Oh, I need
to get the CPAP. Oh, here it is. So next number we did give, she's going to take her CPAP, albuterol, and metformin that was given today and recheck in 3 days. Thank you. That's it. Bye-bye.